Apple is killing me. You have a mid-product refresh in March, and the color you choose is yellow. I get that you've had blue, you've had green, but yellow? So we go, let's see, 5C, 11, 14, because again the colors came from the 5C. And then let me guess. Not only do you do yellow for a 14, a 14 plus, but we're gonna do product red for the Pro and Pro Max for the 15. Are we gonna keep the same energy and finally maybe release a new color? Not a pink, not an orange, because those are too close to red, but a yellow 14 to 14 plus. I don't get it. Innovation factor is definitely lacking. Would it have hurt to do a newer or better blue than the current one? Because the current blue is still trash. I would say for the blue, the dark blue, I want to say what, the 11? The 11 Pro and Pro Max, they have good blues. Oh, my apologies. The 11 series had good blues. But I just feel they give the matte, they give the glossy finish, the great colors, and then they give the matte ones the horrible. Like, dude, not only do you do a yellow for the 14 and 14 plus, but you can't do a red for the Pro because it's matte. Bunk the rumors, because rumors are going to say a lot of things. But on the real, to do a 14 Pro or Pro Max, sorry, 15, 14 Pro or Pro Max in the red, I'm waiting. I'm just flabbergasted that yellow was the mid-cycle refresh for the color. Let's talk about the watch bands, which are also trash, but okay. The Hermes watch bands, my guy. Horse jockey colors. Horse jockey colors. You're really killing me on the innovation part of this. What's the Like, what becomes the goal at that point? Watch bands, case colors, air tag colors. Like, I'm trying to understand where the excitement is. You ask for it so that way it can be new, but then you don't do anything new. Like, I'm trying to make it make sense. I just want to see if I can find this real quick, because I'm still flabbergasted. The yellow was the color of all the colors they could have chosen. Let's see if I can find that real quick. The animation is really bad, and it's been bad for a minute. The yellow, my guy. Let's see if I can find it. That just, they could have tried, they could do the pink. I mean, at least you'd have a choice between the light purple that looks almost white, and then the red. Or maybe do an orange, but a yellow. I'm just trying to find where this is at. Okay, because I'm just... Okay, there we go. So we have Brady Soul bands, which all look trash. The orange, purple, and the black. You have the regular Soul bands, which again look trash. And then you add in the Hermes watch bands, which, there's just too many colors, my guy. Honestly. There's just way too many colors. I'm gonna just put that out there. Like, I get it, you know, it may look cool because you're modeling it after horse jockeys, but it's too many colors. And the phone cases, didn't really do much there. Had a new shade purple. It's like a new shade of green and then the yellow. I just, bro, like, and then it's rumored that they're gonna fix the ugly leather color, which I hope to God, because I'm telling you right now, that leather color is the umber is horrible. I'ma just put that out. The umber is a horrible leather color. Like, I like the saddle brown, but there's the brown, and then there's the, was it the 12? The 13 that had the tinge? It was so much better. It's just, ugh. So you give a newer purple, you give a, and you bring back the lighter leather. Like, I would not mind getting the lighter leather. I'd have no problem. But if you're gonna just replace the darker, ugly brown, that's all I'm asking. It's just, it's all bad. That's just the beginning. Like, I don't know if it's the design team or the focus is just not there anymore, but something's done, something has been like it. You have the 6 and the 6 plus, which you get a watch. Then you have the 10, which you end up being on as well. And then you say, you know what? Let's bring the square sides back. Cool. So let's go from the 5 to the 12. Cool. Then you start screwing up the gold colors on the phones, on the pro models. And it becomes a transparent light gold trash. Alright, whatever. Can't get the black right until, like, the 7 series had a gorgeous black. So I would say from the 7 to the 14. Then you had 12, 13, 14, which are all the same phones. And you keep the chip, so 14 is basically 13. Like, I'm trying to make it make sense, it just seems so hard, you know? Then you have to turn on the 48 megapixel to make that darn thing work. Why is it not on my default? I don't know. It makes no sense. It should be. You have to turn the feature on in the settings, but then it's not really a 48 megapixel photo, so then I'm lost. And then people are only getting the dynamic island for a couple of features, and the apps are still rolling the features out that aren't Apple made. Now, the one thing I do hate is the fact that it feels like the innovation comes one piece per year, and then it feels like it's recycled. Like, I've got to the point now where I'm keeping my 14 Pro. I should have kept the 13 Pro Max, all good. But I'm keeping my 14 Pro, and I'm gonna pay it off, and then I might just say fuck it and go to Samsung because there's nothing new on Apple's side. Especially if they go and grab the 5C design. I'm gonna be real pissed for the pros. I'm gonna be crazy pissed. Because there's nothing different that's happening. That's just started. I have to say, after re, let me see if I can say this correctly. After bringing my 12-year-old laptop back to life. And using it over using my MacBook Air, and it's still working, albeit slow. I definitely will be trading in my MacBook Air towards a Windows PC. I'm not saying the interface isn't good, but it definitely is trash. Compared to what I can do on my Windows PC. And especially Steam, since I kind of got back on that and tried that out. And the fact that I can play Command and Conquer, which I haven't played in almost 20 years, like, dude. And I'm still learning this EA Play situation. I feel like it kind of reminds me of like Xbox subscriptions, just, you know, through the PC world and Steam. And it's just like, you have your tiers, but I gotta make sure I get a laptop that has that space to download. You know, just like a regular console, all of the download the games. Cause like right now I have Command & Conquer, but I'm trying to download Madden 23. Which that's taking forever, but you know, we're seeing what we can do on that side. And then I'm like, do I really want to try a different gaming setup? Or do I want to, you know, stick with what they already have in regards to just using the Xbox? Don't get me wrong, like, it's cool to use the Xbox and everything, but I kind of want to see what it's like to use, you know, Steam or EA Play and just get those same games on there and use that with the controller and see if there's any difference. Because honestly, man, if there's like a positive difference, like if I'm playing, you know, 2K on the computer and it's working just as well as it would on the Xbox through Steam or through EA Play, why would I need an Xbox anymore? I mean, obviously, yeah, you know, play later, but it's like, dude, if I can do the same thing in the same gameplay and it's cheaper too, who wouldn't go down the cheaper route? Try something different for a certain amount of time. I don't have to wait to play. So, it might cost a little more money, but I could technically get a Windows PC with cellular connection. Or a feature that automatically connects to my hotspot and just play from the PC without any Wi-Fi and be able to still play Madden and be able to play Halo and be able to play 2K and golf. It is interesting to see how far gaming has come, and the fact that I just never did PC because I think I just didn't know much about it. I didn't look into it that much, but I also think because I was so into, you know, having the Mac laptop, I was like, yeah, it's the best thing and it's so cool and does all this. And after having, you know, my Windows laptop again and using Steam, like playing golf on there is slow, yeah, but it still works. Command & Conquer works perfectly. I'm downloading Madden 23, I'm gonna see how that plays. But I'm like, dude, budget for, let's say, $1,000 to $1,500. Get a pretty nice laptop with storage. Trade in my MacBook. Still be able to access all my stuff. I mean, I'm already using OneDrive, so I don't have to worry about anything there. And then iCloud might be a little more expensive than OneDrive. and I can get that for cheaper for the same amount of storage. I'm already backing up my photos. Like, I could have just say fuck it and just switch, you know, servers, but it's like the same thing on the gaming side. I could say fuck it and switch to just using the computer and be able to have a 2-on-1. So not only am I using the computer for school, I can also use it for playing video games. The one thing I will say that I, let me actually check, because if I can do GTA on this, the online version, on top of being able to play Halo and everything on Steam, dude, I'm checking right now. It might be over if I do that. Let's see if they have. They might just have the story mode. I'm gonna let go being on the laptop. I'm trying to type things and it takes 6 years for it to register. Into it. I'm just trying to see if they have GTA on here. So I think I already have 2K and golf saved. So if they have GTA, don't even matter if it's just a. Come on. Please work and search. I might have to use my phone. I'm gonna see if I can extend. I wanna see if they have Grand Theft Auto on here. Grand. Oh, they do. Falls 14.99. And it's just 84. Okay. Do get the premium edition. Okay, they have the okay. So it would be the gotcha. So it would just be Grand Theft Auto 5. So I'm going to add it to the cart. Okay. Well, I mean, it just kind of sucks that you can't do it online, but you can still get Grand Theft Auto, so, and it's only $14. It's not bad at all. But just like that, like, trying a different, gaming setup and seeing how it is. Trying to find out where that. Like, when you get information about websites and try to find where they are, I'm doing right Where is that website? Gosh darn it. Yeah, I sent the website, now I can't find it. Is the website? Where is the website? But yeah, just in general, being able to, play video games again on the computer. If I don't, obviously won't get all of the games I'm looking for, but it's like the ones I mostly play are gonna be GTA, are gonna be golf, stuff like that. And if I can get all of them, like GTA, I can get golf, I can get 2K, I can get Madden. And Tony, that game style the same, dude. I might just have to say, you know what? Let me spend that money and let me get the Windows PC. And then just try Steam. Just check it out and see how it goes. Because I never know. Steam might be it. We'll see.